Hey, here's a little Lanya. If you've got a hockey fan, you've got an opportunity to get tickets. Just text Coyotes to 411923 and we'll pick a random right winner. If you'd like to take a family member to a hockey game, these are actually, I'm looking online, incredible seats. Section 111, lower level, and it says row E. So if they follow, you know, the alphabet by the numerical, you're in row 5, and these are seats 1 and 2, and it comes with a garage parking pass. So
you know what I'm going to do in 2020? One day, we're only going to give away one of those tickets. And they have to take me. I'm going to be the other ticket. So I can have somebody explain that game to me.
Sounds good. And this is for Tuesday, December 31st. They take on the St. Louis Blues. Just text Coyotes to 411923. And between now and the end of the programming segment, we'll pick a random phone number and get the tickets and dropped in the mail to you.
The Stanley Cup champion.
Oh, St. Louis Blues,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
watch out.
How about that?
That's worth
taking down the champ on December 31st.
That's worth going to, for sure. Hey, we're always about trying to become your best friend, Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that with our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Every week, we have a tip of the week, our weekly to-do. And our weekly to-do is preparing for the holiday Christmas entertaining and partying that you will be doing.
Hopefully you'll be doing, but unless you're Scrooge, you haven't been visited and turned around by the ghosts of Christmas past, present, future yet.
Well, I'm just glad that this year we're able to do it in person. Last year two years ago we had to kind of do it by Facebook. And so my one very precious grandson, Gabriel, sent me a Facebook of him singing We Three Kings, while he was at church. It was absolutely beautiful. Then my other grandson wanted to up him one, and he sent me a picture of him in a cowboy hat and a guitar singing, Red Solo Cup, you fill me up.
He knows what that is.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
I think there were some son-in-laws playing around there.
So the We Three Kings was the real version, not the one we grew up with as kids.
Yeah, that's right.
No, try to smoke a rubber cigar.
This was We Three Kings of Orient are bearing gifts from traverse afar.
Okay, the original.
Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. It was beautiful. I teared up watching it.
So our article's broken down into time frames for preparing for the holiday. 4 weeks out, 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out. We're down to the 1 week and 3 days and 1 day before
That's
here.
That's right. Yes, we are. So pay attention. But they're all great ideas. For those of you that may not entertain often, like I have friends that entertain literally 5 or 6 times a month, and they're masters at it. They preset the hors d'oeuvres and the snacks and the drinks and the refreshments and the napkins and the silver, and it's all just organized so absolutely. I mean, when we entertain, I'm always working. I'm always finishing cooking something or finishing preparing something or forgot to get this out or forgot that service plate. And these were all lessons that I've learned over the years about just mentally and physically preparing for having people over so that you as the host or hostess can enjoy the party.
One little simple thing that you do that always makes people feel special is you always make sure that they have what they want to drink. You know, we may mess up on something else, but if they know they've been thought enough to know that you're anticipating them coming and you have something that they'll enjoy, it makes a difference.
It took that habit for me to learn. We have one particular guest that comes fairly often, and they can age the caffeine-free Diet Coke in a can and tell you exactly how long it's been in your pantry, even though it's never been opened.
Well, because nobody else will ever drink it, so it goes flat. So we just have to buy a new 6-pack when they come. Is there no taste, no caffeine,
that's right.
No sugar, nothing?
This can is 6 months old.
I hope he's not a one-trick pony. Well, I can determine this. Diet Coke's been in there for 10 days and 2 hours.
Well, as we continue on our tip of the week, I told you we'd interrupt whatever we're doing to take your call because we know y'all are all busy out there shopping. Let's welcome Nick to the conversation and see how we can help him out. Good morning, Nick, calling from Phoenix.
Morning, Rosie. We just bought a brand new house in South Phoenix, and I got an air conditioning super cooling question for you.
Okay.
We did it at our other residence, saved a ton of money. This one, they say because the house is so tight with no air coming in or out, and my wife told them the other day, because we had a question on this fan that they have in them nowadays.
Yes.
Because of the stagnant air, that you should turn it on so you get fresh air from the outside every so often.
Fresh air makeup.
Right.
Yep.
So we couldn't figure out why one bedroom was so cold, even though we turned the heat on in the morning and stuff like that, because the air, cold outside air, was coming in all the time. So my wife told him we super cool, and he goes, with these new air conditioning units, it's not a good idea to super cool. You should just set it at a temperature and let it come on and off all day long. So I thought before you said that you use 2 or 3 times the energy for the compressor to start up.
That's right. 6 times.
Okay. 6 times. So why would it reduce the length of your air conditioner if it just came on and ran for 4 or 5 hours at a time?
It doesn't.
Okay.
It's kind of weird that we're taking super cooling question in the middle of the winter, but I'm glad you called, Nick. With the new increased efficiency units and a newer built home, you aren't going to see the savings that others might. But the better insulated your home is, the more money you're going to save with super cooling, because as you super cool the house in June, July, and August, it will hold that temperature much longer. I can give you, if off air, you tell me what brand name your equipment is, I can give you the factory representative that services this area. I've talked to Trane, I've talked to Lennox, I've talked to Goodman, I've talked to Amana, I've talked to, I lost it.
American Standard?
American Standard.
Lennox. Okay. Well, I wasn't keeping track of the brands you were naming off, but okay. The manufacturers.
Bob's Air Conditioning?
I've talked to virtually every national manufacturing representative, and they all super cool at their house with the newest, most efficient units that money can buy. So it's not a matter of how efficient your house is or how efficient your equipment is, although that will make a difference in the percentage of money you save. What you're doing is you're shifting your consumption to when the power is being sold to you for 1/4 the price. How could that ever not be a good deal? So there are a lot of air conditioning manufacturers, not manufacturers, but installers, that are scared of super cooling because you ask your equipment to take the house so cold, but you're asking it to do that at the easiest time of the day. And then you're asking the equipment to rest the hardest time of the day. All I need is the name of your equipment, and I can give you the name of the local manufacturing representative. I'll give you his home phone number, and you can talk to him about whether you should super cool or not with your new home and your new air conditioning equipment.
And that additional insulation and how tight it's built, you know, just think of that as a standard cooler versus like a Canyon cooler.
That's right.
You know, so you stick a block of ice in a igloo, you know, it may last all day.
In an older igloo.
Yeah. You stick it in a Canyon cooler and it'll last a week.
Yeah.
So you're cooling the inside of your home, you know, versus your old home, and your air conditioning shuts off during on peak. You know, your old home, it might drift up to 78, 80 degrees. Your new home, it may never get past 74, 75 degrees.
It's perfect. So I do super cooling free analysis for anybody that sends me their information. Nick, You can reach out to us during the week at the same phone number, and I'll do the same thing for you. I don't think the only time super cooling won't work is in older, manufactured modular homes that are so poorly insulated that no matter how cool you get them, they lose it so fast that you haven't gained anything by doing it. But that's the only time I've ever found that it doesn't work. Let's get back to holiday parties. Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you, Nick, and congratulations on the new home.
We're talking about, on our website, the tip of the week, preparing for that holiday party, preparing for your guests that are arriving. And like I say, we have a wedding this week in our family, my baby girl.
Can I correct you?
Well, you always do. What? Why would you
Somebody protect me here. Gary, stop laughing.
Why would you need permission today?
Oh, you are so bad. Anyway, Carol was married last year while you were in the hospital with you.
I don't remember that.
I know. So
you
now,
beat me to it. I was going to see.
So this year is the reception.
She is.
So you can be standing up and we can all celebrate together.
We bought her dress last year. She wasn't able to wear it. I couldn't walk her down the aisle. So we're doing wedding 2.0.
This is the party part.
Yeah. He's the only son-in-law I like so much. I'll let him marry my daughter twice. So we've got this event. And all of her friends are being so gracious. They had tickets to come in last year. They had to cancel them. They're coming in this year. So we had to really, grocery shop up and get the pantry stored up and be ready for all these people. But I did have one trick up my sleeve. We had so many people coming in, and you people might, I hope you're fortunate enough as I am to use this trick. Once every bedroom and every couch is full and the bathrooms at your house are getting maximum utilization and you've got no other place to put people and there's nothing you can do to continue preparing for a party, do what I did. Call your brother and say, I need a place for four people to sleep at your house. So thank you, Uncle Rennie, for hosting the overflow guests that we've got coming to town this particular weekend. Now, I want to talk a little bit about a home improvement project everybody can tackle this weekend. And it's that kitchen faucet. While I'm standing there at the kitchen washing Jennifer's dishes while she's on the couch eating bonbons.
Can I correct you again?
Yeah.
You are good at washing dishes.
Are you transposing here?
No, he washes dishes, but I don't eat bonbons.
Okay. It occurred to me that faucet we have on our sink has to be turned on and off 100 times a day. And it swivels from the left basin to the right basin. And I'm very loyal to this faucet. My other son that many of you don't know, William, who lives in Portland, he's a plumber. And he says, Dad, just get a Delta faucet. So we got the Delta faucet with the big head on the end that you can adjust from a direct spray to a finer spray. And it retracts from the mount and you can spray out your sink so you don't need the separate sink spray anymore. And he says, if you buy the professional grade brass Delta, it's guaranteed for life. And that Delta was in our house for 6 or 7 years, and it started leaking when you turned it on. He was home over the holidays. He took it down to Central Arizona Supply. He said, I want a new one. And Delta gave him a brand new one. Boom, no questions asked.
I guess they weren't joking when they say buy it for looks, buy it for life.
So I'm a big fan of Delta for that reason. But sometimes the swivel moving left to right gets stiff. There's one particular disaster you've got to avoid. That little flexible hose that lets you retract the head and spray the sinks and spray the big pots. You've got to be really careful that connection is tight, or every time you turn the water on and off, you could be leaking under the sink and not know it.
Or that you don't cram the cabinet underneath so full that when you go to retract it, it's not picking up bottles or getting hooked
absolutely
on whatever you've crammed under there.
And I will tell you, I'm going to come back with how you can overhaul those type of faucets in 6 easy steps right after this. You're not going to want to miss it.